Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Doug Barry is our guest. 18 years now he's been hanging out with us. Director of Communications and Publications at U.S.-China Business Council. U.S.-China.org, is that right, Doug?
That's it, U.S.-China.org.
.org, all right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Doug, Phase one is something that's on the table right now, and I want you to tell us what that means in terms of the U.S.-China relationship, where what's next, and then put all that in perspective in what you think it means for small businesses in America.
Sure. Well, the Phase one agreement was initiated by President Trump about 2 years ago, and it was an effort to try to increase the amount of purchases by China of U.S. goods in order to bring the trade balance more into balance. It wasn't and hasn't been for years, with China having a very large trade surplus. And so an agreement was struck to have the Chinese buy about $200 billion worth of U.S. products over a two-year period, and this is beyond the baseline, that is, the level at which they were buying before 2018. So far, we're now in the second month of the second year of the agreement, and China has purchased somewhat over 58% of the total $200 billion. So they still have a ways to go, and a long way to go. And admittedly, you know, some of the purchases were affected by the pandemic. So President Biden, I think, is probably not going to lift the tariffs that President Trump put into place until he sees that the Chinese are likely to make meet its commitments. Mm-hmm. They say they will by the end of this year, and so everyone is kind of waiting to see whether that will happen.
And because of the nature of the supply chain, the global and national supply chain, all that, every one of those dollars that they're buying under Phase One, all that gets all the way down to Main Street.
It does, and the agricultural purchases, the farm products that China has been buying, and they've been buying a lot, especially corn, soybeans, and so forth, that of course is very important to the heartland and all the farmers and ranchers that depend on those sales. So they've been happy, and all of the different businesses, small and large, that depend on the agricultural industry have also seen their fortunes improved as a result of these purchases. So if successful, then the tariffs might come off, maybe gradually, maybe all at once.
Is there a phase two?
And that can happen.
Is there a phase two?
There's no phase two. There's no phase two, but there's talk of one. And the phase two will be more difficult because it deals with sort of structural changes in China's economy that the Chinese have been reluctant to make. But they've signaled that they'd be willing to talk about these things.
Like environmental stuff, right? Most people
I don't know that there's any. It's mainly subsidies for their state-owned enterprises, which are not legal under the WTO, which they're members of. So, and that's that gets back to the allies, because Europe is also very concerned about the subsidies that these big companies have put their companies at a disadvantage. So they would like to see those subsidies go away, and they're very likely to join us in doing that.
So you see Europe as more clear-eyed about China than they were, say, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, they do seem to be more clear-eyed. They've also, in particular, the Germans have been much more careful about investing in China and allowing their technology to be taken or licensed there. They've been more cautious, and as a result, I don't think have suffered as much.
It's sad to say, but it's an appropriate response to not trust China. To do what they say. Is that too strong a statement?
I think that there is certainly a lot of skepticism about China right now, which puts the spotlight on them to make good on the commitments that they have mm-hmm. made. Everyone is very carefully now parsing their public statements, which mainly, you know, blame the United States for the trade conflict. Right. So one of the things, and it's posturing. Hopefully that will change, and they will realize that they too are responsible for what has happened, and that
their propaganda is not as well. Not as effective today as it was 5 years ago. I would think. Would you agree?
It's
with
not.
That? Yeah. Yeah,
it's absolutely true.
USChina.org is the website.
Get to a good place.
Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yes, Jim. Thanks so much, and have a great week.
Thanks for 18 great years, Doug Barry. Ladies and gentlemen, USChina.org is the website. He's the director of communications and publications there. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.